Houston. When the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the Morning Shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Dylan hanging out behind the glass, Bo Morgan taking a few days off, and we're about to talk about Brock Purdy, hear from Sauce Gardner. But have you guys heard of the show Inside on Netflix?
Inside what?
It's called Inside.
That's just it?
It's basically about a dozen influencers, like random celebrities all thrown into this competition show, and they're given $1 million at the beginning of it. And they have to sparingly spend that money. Whoever ends up at the end, like it's a competition show, whoever ends up at the win and gets the money. The finale is out. I have not seen that yet, but I got sucked into this show. There's all these random influencers, like there's a ring girl, but Dwight Howard is on the show. And so
I'm so intrigued with what's going on right now.
It was crazy.
I watched him on that military ops show.
Special Forces.
Okay. Yeah. And it was solid. Was he
good on that?
I'm sure he was.
I saw the previews for it. I just never watched it.
Yeah. He's some of the challenges. I was like, he's way too big for this. You know what
sense.
I mean?
Yeah.
But I didn't watch it all the way through to the end, but I remember thinking he was likable. Yeah.
That's how I felt watching him on this show. I was like, why is he doing this? Like, he doesn't need to be doing this. Cause it's like, you know, and they're trying to like sneak, like he'll go get 2 tequila shots for like $10,000 from the pot, you know? And so they're trying like, oh, don't tell anyone I went and got the remote control cars for $50,000. Like, so it's funny. But then he walks into the diary room in one of the episodes and Dylan, play the audio. I'm not sure how much of it we have, but he gets a really important note.
Congratulations, Dwight. You have been inducted to the Basketball Hall of Fame. We couldn't be happier to share this news with you. Love, the Sideman. It's everything I dreamed about. It's so good. This is what we play for.
Oh, my goodness. He's having this incredibly personal moment, and he has to go out and go celebrate with these random strangers.
Wait, like, so this is airing now, and he's so we've known. Yeah, this is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And this is like, why am I sad
that he found out this way?
Yeah,
it's kind of cool though, kind of beautiful because he went out and everybody like threw a party for him.
I know, but that's like a culmination of his life's work. You would love for him to be around loved ones.
This is true.
I'm like thinking of, dude, this would be good. Like, I would want to like immediately talk to my dad and my mom and my wife and, like, you know, like, and he's just in a room by himself.
He's stuck inside. Am
I wrong on this, Dylan? Like, that's sad, dude. Like, I don't know. Maybe I'm off.
Maybe you need to watch the show because I didn't take it as sad. I just thought, what a weird thing to be told when you're around these strangers.
Yeah, that's a moment where you would want to be around your family and be able to share that moment with them than strangers you don't really know. I mean, I'm sure most of them know, obviously, who Dwight Howard is and what he accomplished, but it's just not the same type of moment, that intimate moment. You don't want that necessarily with those people.
I'm thinking of Shannon Sharp telling his brother Sterling that he was getting inducted into the Hall of Fame. And that moment was like,
that's great.
Intense. Huge.
Yeah.
And they're both just wailing, crying, and, you know, welcome to the hall, brother. Like, all the to do it in a confessional room is just like, I'm just picturing Jersey Shore with the duck phone. You know, like that's it's unfortunate.
Getting a call from the duck phone with your Hall of Famer.
He found out and they were like, Dwight, come to the cafeteria. And he went in and there's a bottle of champagne. And so everybody got to celebrate together.
No, it's definitely still, to me, it's definitely still cool. Like, it's definitely, I mean, there's no really bad way to find out you're a Hall of Famer, right? But to y'all's point, I do think, you know, obviously I don't know if that was the most ideal situation for Dwight, but it's still cool. And again, they still celebrated him. They still popped some bottles. So, I mean, it is what it is.
Yeah, and I'm sure, you know, behind the scenes, maybe he got to call some family
I would have
afterwards.
To hope so. But that was definitely his initial reaction. He wasn't thinking that. That's crazy.
Well, if you want to get your Thanksgiving started with some golf for a great cause, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing is coming up Monday, November 24th at Eagle Watch Golf Club in Woodstock. Now is your chance to sign up. You can go to 929thegame.com or the Morning Shift Twitter at 929morningshift. The link is pinned to the top. Go ahead and sign up because foursomes go quickly. It's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic benefiting Pets for Vets, November 24th. Well, with kickoff against the Rams just a couple days away, 49ers quarterback Brock Purdy is unsure whether he's going to play, but he says don't rule him out.
You know, playing might, you know, lead to some soreness and stuff, so I sort of expected it, but, you know, with the quick turnaround, Thursday night game and everything, it's, you know, it's tougher. I don't have as many days to, you know, get right and heal up and feel better, so it's just where we're at.
I love the way Brock Purdy plays the game. It seems like this has kind of been his legacy so far. He's had two different injuries, I think. He's got a turf toe kind of injury, and then he's got a shoulder. And you remember he's had the elbow situation that he had a couple of years ago. There's always seemingly something going on with Brock. It's just kind of the way he plays. There's been a lot of back and forth that I've seen on some of the national stuff about whether or not he is elite, whether he's good, whether he's top 10, whatever it is. When he's healthy and he has all his pieces in place, he is elite. And so hopefully he can get back, get back to playing the brand of football that he knows he can play. I know he had a rough game this past weekend, fumble, interception, couple interceptions, and Mac Jones did have success in this offense. So I don't think that he has to rush. I'm pretty sure Kyle is fine. Mm-hmm. Kyle Shanahan's fine if Mac Jones has to play.
So Broncos' Sean Payton is defending the tush push, says it's among the safest plays.
Yeah, no, I just completely disagree. We've had this conversation, Allie. I had a season-ending injury on a field goal play where I had two people pushing me. And is that going to happen every time? No. But I'm actually, if we're going to have it, I have fallen in line with the people who say it just needs to be officiated better. We don't need to have the, you know, Landon Dickerson, the left guard for Philly, his head doesn't need to be in the neutral zone. And we need to make sure that we're looking for false starts and things like that along the way. I hate the tush push. I've said this on the show numerous times. It's not, I don't even know what the term, it's rugby. We have turned football into rugby scrum. Do I think that everybody can do it? No. Do I think that Jalen Hurts and Landon Dickerson and Cam Jurgens should be able to? No. Like, it's just not football to me. But, you know, rules evolve. I would have to say eventually it's going to be outlawed. But the fact that it hasn't gained enough steam the last couple of off seasons, maybe not.
Well, and Jets cornerback Sauce Gardner believes the officials are picking on
Dudes.
Him. Let's hear from him on this. Stop. He's saying it's because the Jets basically are a losing team, and that's why he's getting called out for things so much more often.
Dude, anybody in America can watch the film and see that Sauce Gardner is grabbing everything that comes near him.
Mm-hmm.
So can we just stop with this? And look, man, there is a level, and it's kind of – I hate to penalty vulture on DBs. That happens to offensive linemen where it's like a freeze frame, and then you're like, oh, look, he's holding. And it's just like a still shot. And you're like, dude, okay, his hand just grazed his jersey. But anyways.
Well, and we do have the audio now. Let's hear from Sauce on it.
I watch football all the time. And I just feel like, I don't know if this is wrong to say, but I think I get called for more stuff just based off of us just not winning. I watch Steve's winning programs, and it'd be some egregious things, and it don't get called, like, you know, letting the players play. Like, I got caught on something today where it's like I know the route, everything, and I'm just supposed to let him just push off at the top of the route. I'm seeing him count his steps, all that. Like, he's not going to catch the ball regardless. I just feel like in general, yeah, even the Mike Evans ones, I just feel like us not winning, it's just what goes on. Like,
I will.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. if you're hearing this, this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'll say this. Let me backpedal just a little bit. If we're not talking about grabbing, if he's talking about the other team not getting called for pushing off more often, I'll ride that wave with him. You look at some of the things that happened for the Chiefs over the years, the Travis Kelce plays, and so, like, come on, bro. Like, yeah, there are some guys definitely doing some push offs, some pick plays, some other stuff like that that doesn't get called.
Yeah, my only issue with what Sauce is saying here is that do I think some star players get benefit of the doubt calls? Yes. But Sauce Gardner is one of those star players.
I was going to say.
So I think he is, while he feels like, because they're losing, you know, things are amplified, he probably thinks, man, no calls are going my way. But Sauce, you've been grabby since you came in the league.
Bro.
I'm sure you get away with more stuff than probably your average Joe Corner gets away with.
100%.
Because your name is Sauce Gardner.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Is he he's the one that was college teammates with Desmond Ridder too, right?
Correct. He rated the Cincinnati kid, yeah.
Cool stuff. Anyways.
Well, coming up, Ron Washington is out as the Angels manager. What is his future? We'll talk about that. And it's Which One Wednesday.
Oh, I'm back in the saddle. I'm hosting Which One Wednesday today, a little bye week special. I got so many good things coming for y'all. How about this? We'll start with this. Donut or croissant? Donut or croissant. It's Which One Wednesday. You're going to love it.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why fans. It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.